Praise the Lord and welcome to It Is Well Living Church, where we build up the body of Christ spiritually, physically, and mentally. At It Is Well, we minister to the whole man by helping you establish a relationship with the Father through the Son. And now join Pastor Khalil Carmichael for a powerful message from a service already in progress.
Let us go to verse 26. Please run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. It is well. This is the reading of the word of God. Thanks be to God. I'll be speaking to you today from the subject, trust God that it is well. Trust God that it is well. When you and I are uncertain of the way events, circumstances, opportunities, and concerns or issues of our life are going to unfold or be resolved, when we are uncertain of those ways and how these things are going to unfold or be resolved, we must trust God that it is well. That no matter the circumstance or the problem or the situation or the event, we must have and put all of our trust and all of our faith and all everything that we have in the fact and knowing that no matter what happens, no matter how it turns out, that it is well. And that it is well with God and trust God that it is well. You know, as Christians, we are required to trust God. Did you know that we are required to trust God with every single aspect of our life? Even the part of our lives that don't seem to make sense. We are to trust God because it makes sense to God. It may not make sense to you. It may not make sense to me. It may not make sense to us collectively, but it makes sense to God. Therefore, we have to trust God with every aspect of our life. Proverbs 3 and 4 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Don't think about how it looks to you. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. If your marriage is having trouble, he'll direct your path to a marriage counselor. If you're sick, he'll direct you to the right physician. If you need to lose weight, Lord, have mercy. He'll send you to the right trainer and the right nutritionist. Lord, have mercy. If you're having a spiritual issue, he'll send you to the right church. But you must trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And allow God, not your friend, not your cousin, but allow God, not the television, not the radio, but allow God to direct your path. As Christians, not trusting in God results in a curse. Lord have mercy, a curse. But trusting in God results in the blessing. Jeremiah 17 and 5 says, cursed is the man who trusts in man. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. I want you to hear this. You can love and respect your pastor. Please do. You can love your wife. You can love your husband, your spouse, your significant other. You can honor your mentors. I love my pastor. I honor my mentors. I love my father. I love those who have helped me along the way, and I honor them. For the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. But don't let your heart depart from the Lord, for you'll be cursed. Don't let your heart, don't let anyone take the place of God in your heart. You're serving in ministry, but you're serving for man. You're not serving for God. You're doing things other than what God is directing you to do in your marriage. You're trying to please your wife, trying to please your husband, and your heart has departed from God. Don't let your heart depart from the Lord. Jeremiah 17 and 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the water that spreads out its roots by the rivers, Lord have mercy, and will not fear when heat comes in, will not fear when heat comes in, his leaf will remain green, and he will not be anxious in the year of the drought, but he shall remain fruitful, nor will he cease from yielding fruit. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Our hope is not in man or the president or our job or the politicians. Our hope is not in the Democrats or the Republicans. Our hope, Lord have mercy, better not be in Sarah Palin. Our hope is not in anybody other than the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be planted by the waters. He or she shall be planted firmly by the water. You won't be uprooted when the winds blow. You won't be uprooted when horror and terror comes. You won't be uprooted when they come with an axe. You'll be planted firmly by the waters, and the waters will replenish your soul. The waters will consistently provide provision of nourishment to your soul. If you trust in the Lord, you'll be blessed. And when the heat comes, when the recession comes, when the depression comes, when the pink slip comes, when the diagnosis comes, when the affair comes, Lord have mercy, you'll remain green and prosperous, and you will not be anxious. You will not be anxious going to the psychic friend, reading the horoscope, bouncing the church to church, calling on witchcraft, fortune telling. You won't be anxious asking every Tom, Dick, and Harry, what should you do? You won't be anxious looking at the Word Network all day, looking at TBN all day. You won't be anxious in the year of the drought, but you will not cease from yielding fruit if you trust in the Lord. You know, as Christians, we must trust in the Lord when it is our only recourse. We are required to trust in the Lord. And we must trust in the Lord when it is our only recourse. The book of Nahum, verse 1 and 7. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble, or a fortress in the day of trouble. And he knows those who trust in him. He knows those who trust in him. He knows you by name. He knows where you live and where you serve. He knows where you work and where you worship. He knows who you're married to and who you're sleeping with. He knows you, who you are, if you trust in the Lord. It does not matter what you're doing. If you trust in him and you are his child, he knows you. And the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, for he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we ask. The Lord is good, for he is a strong tower, and the righteous run to him in the day of the trouble. The Lord is good, for he is a fortress of defense to save us. The Lord is good, for he is the strength of my life and my portion forever. The Lord is good. And we can trust God. You can trust God. I can trust God. We can all trust God that it is well. It's well. No matter what, is well. No matter what the doctor says, as Sheila said, is well. No matter what the mortgage company says, is well. No matter what they say in certain towns, is well. No matter what's happening in the courtroom, is well. It is well. Know and trust God that it is well. Even if there's a little tension in your marriage, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. It is well. It is well. You know, this leads me to our text, 2 Kings 4. Elijah and the Shunammite woman. You know, this woman, her only recourse was to trust God. This was her only recourse, was to trust in God. The city of Shunam, it lay between Carmel and Samaria, and it was along a road that Elijah always passed through. He was a man of God, and he always traveled through this road of Shunem. And there in Shunem lived this great woman. The Bible says that she was a notable woman. Lord have mercy. She was distinguished. She was notable. She had it going on. She had a nice, comfortable home, and she had a husband, and she had servants, and she was educated, and she educated herself, and she had done so much in life, and she was a notable, notable woman of God, the Shunammite woman. And notable does not mean, I want you to hear me, it does not mean that she didn't have some issues. It doesn't mean that she didn't have some issues with her health. You can be notable and have hypertension. You can be notable and have diabetes. You can be notable and still battle obesity. It doesn't mean that she didn't have problems in her marriage. You can be notable and still have an issue in your marriage. It doesn't mean that she didn't have trouble in her finances. You can be notable and still have trouble in your finances. It didn't mean that she didn't have some issues from her past that were haunting her. But the Bible says that she was notable. She was a notable, distinguished woman. Some versions say great. And the Bible says that this notable woman, with her remarkable self, she has some issues, and she needed God. And you know, she had the worst type of need. You know, it's a bad thing. It's an interesting thing. It's a problem. It's problematic when you seem to have it going on and you have a need and you can't tell anybody. People see the house and they see the car and you can't tell anybody. People see the degrees and the children and they can't tell anybody. People see you on television and the radio and you can't tell anybody. People see you with your wonderful husband and you can't tell anybody. People see you in church serving and doing things in the community and on this board and that board and on this thing and you can't tell anyone that you have a need. Lord have mercy, that's a bad situation to be in. You know, that's similar to church. Some churches, I love church. I'm a church boy. I love church. But some of our churches, we're not meeting the needs of the people because they're hiding. They're sitting on the pews suffering. They're worshiping in bad marriages. They're going through financial crisis, serving communion. They're preaching, Lord have mercy. They're preaching with health issues. They're in need and can't tell anyone. No one to talk to. That's the worst type of need. But thanks be to God that God showed up. God showed up to the Shunammite woman. He showed up in the form of the prophet Elijah. I know you've seen the prophets on BNT, but this was Elijah. I know you've seen the prophets selling prophecies, but this was Elijah the prophet.
It Is Well Living Church is a listener support broadcast, and any donation in any amount would be appreciated. You can send donations to P.O. Box 7145, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831. It Is Well Living Church is conveniently located 45 minutes from Manhattan, New York, and 45 minutes from Philadelphia and Monroe Township, New Jersey. For more information about It Is Well Living Church, you may call 732-921-3746. You can visit us on the web at livewellfaith.com or connect with us on Facebook at It Is Well Living Church or send us a tweet on Twitter. Wednesday Bible study starting at 6 p.m., prayer 6:30 p.m., and Bible study 7 p.m. Remember to serve the Lord, love God, and know it is well.